today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us because we're going to speak about the power of motivation.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Tuesday, is the 18th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Imran, verse 200.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. Isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. Wattaqu allaha la'allakum tuflihun.
O you who have believed, persevere and endure and remain stationed, and fear Allah that you may be successful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse recommends kinds of perseverance when confronting misfortunes. In the first stage, be patient in personal adversities and desires. In the second stage, persevere more against the pressure of the enemy. In the third stage, try to protect and the geographical bounds against the invasion of the foreign enemies. Try to protect the ideological and theological bounds by means of scientific argumentations. And try to protect the bounds of the heart and mind from the attack of temptations.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness, everything which makes no sense, know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
We have spoken about the power of motivation. The simplest definition of the word motivation is that which drives us to action. It may be one or more intrinsic and extrinsic factors that trigger a desire or need to behave in a certain way. The desire is usually coupled with a potential consequence, either reward or punishment. Motivation is a concept applied across all ages and all environments, from homes to classrooms, from offices to public life. Believe it or not, you have motivation and willpower within you. You may not know it, but you have already motivated yourself many times in your life. During those times of strong motivation and willpower, you most likely overcame many obstacles. It allows those in authority to exercise expectations without force, and for those under authority to concede without much effort.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic that we are going to talk about, encouragement in creating motivation. Today, one of the important methods that managers or the leaders or let's say the scholars can use to motivate their subjects, their people, their communities, their society, is the encouragement method. That is by creating enthusiasm and desire and strengthening moral and self-confidence. It prepares the people to use all their strengths and talents in the way of performing the task. Therefore, it can be said that the method of encouragement is an effective method on the motivation of the people and the subjects. In a way that no one can claim that nothing else can replace it. Look, dear brothers and sisters, there are some theories actually presented in the in different branches of science, namely psychology, that these theories focus on the importance of motivation and encouragement for the motivation. But we want to very briefly examine and have a look at these motivational theories. It has to be noted that all Western theories of motivation are based on, as we said earlier, empirical studies and with specific culture and values. But we again emphasize that ours has to be based on Islamic values. It is up to the Islamic researchers to try to present theories that are based on religious sources and have the necessary sophistication. But the most reliable way for this is to refer to Al-Quran and the speech or the behavior of the infallibles or the ma'sumin, the imams or the holy prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book, Al-Quran, mentioned in several ways to create motivation, each of which is effective in this matter. In a general survey, the methods that we have been talking about can be divided into two general categories: cognitive methods, such as giving insight into the universe and man himself, if in various physical and spiritual dimensions and similar. These methods are cognitive methods and behavioral methods. Behavioral methods that are related to the action and performance of people and strengthen the motivation to repeat and correct behavior in them.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
There you go. This is one of the motivation tip. Embrace positive peer pressure. You are with today's special. You're ultimately the one who puts in the work to achieve your goals, but other people can be a great motivator. Research shows that feeling like you're part of a team can lead to boosted perseverance, engagement, and performance, even if you're working alone. Depending on your goal, this might mean joining a study group, running team, gym class, professional organization, or virtual challenge. Another study suggests that sharing your goal with someone whose opinion you value can strengthen your commitment to attaining that goal. For work goals, consider sharing with a mentor or supervisor. You might choose to share educational goals with a teacher or academic advisor, or fitness goal with a coach or fellow gym member who you admire. Again, motivational Islamic quotes are here. And for today, we start with two ayah from chapter Talaq, that is chapter 65 from the Holy Quran, verse 2 and 3. Allah the Almighty says, "And whoever fears Allah, He will make for him a way out and will provide for him from where he does not expect. And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him." This is one of my favorite ayahs of the Quran. When a Muslim has taqwa, fear of Allah, not the same as the fear inside human beings in confrontation with different factors, but it is a kind of awareness. Allah gives the human being opportunities and opens doors for him that he didn't even know existed. Then Allah talks about the next great quality a Muslim can possess: tawakkul, trust in Allah and His plans. So make taqwa and tawakkul your new best friends. Life would get easier, inshallah.
What are the motives for following an ethical and moral code? So one of the benefits of being virtuous, being nice, having good akhlaq, you'll have more friends, versus bad akhlaq, you'll have less friends. The Quran says about the Prophet, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّاً غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you, Ya Rasulullah, if you're stingy, if you're grumpy, and you're always angry and being mad at everybody else and hard-hearted, and everyone would have deserted you. They would have left you. It was because of your compassion and kindness that people stayed with you and they supported you. This we find in every community, that even we find in ourselves. We love our hearts. Our hearts are designed in a way in which we love people that are, you know, calm, people that are generous, versus greedy people, we don't like them. Angry people, well, we are repelled by them. And this has been mentioned in certain hadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. For example, in one hadith, Al-Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi as-salam, "Man hassana khuluqah kathura muhibbuh wa anisat an-nufusu bih." The Imam says, if you make your akhlaq good, you enhance your akhlaq, then you will have more friends. People will start loving you. This is a natural effect and result of having good akhlaq. People will love you. And people will feel happy, safe, content around you, because you're easygoing and you're nice.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. What you've just listened to was one episode of today's special under the title of Motivation. So inshallah, we continue speaking about this topic more. Till then, have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside, I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.